Blog Talk Radio.
Back in here another Thursday. That's right. We are on Thursdays from here on out from 6 o'clock to about 7 p.m., maybe 8 sometimes, you know, we'll figure it out. But welcome back to 2020 Vision. Yay! Yes, yes, yes. I'm excited as always because I'm in my happy place, my happy space, and I have some wonderful guests. As always, I always bring you guys the best. And like I say, I can't help it because all my friends are dope. So anyway, today, before we get started, you guys know how I like to do. I want to give my shout outs. First of all, I want to continuously, forever and for always, shout out my son, Joshua Bruce, who is permeating through the universe as we speak and shedding a lot of love and light to us all. All of his loved ones, his brothers, his mommy, his children, his friends, his producers, his loved ones, you know. Shout out to you, Joshua Bruce. Okay, and also I want to shout out the Comedy Awards show. I meant, yes, what was that day? Did I go? Tuesday? What day did I go? What day did I go to these Comedy Awards? Tuesday? Tuesday. Okay, so Tuesday. I went to the Comedy Awards show, and what is it called? Because I'm losing my mind.
Comics Rock.
What else?
Comics Rock Tour.
Comics Rock Tour. And yeah. I know, but it was the award show. It was Comics Rock Awards show. Got to get this right, because this doesn't even sound right coming out of my mouth right now. But anyway. Hope Flood, she was our gracious host and producer of the show. We had an amazing time. I got to grace the stage. I got to sing her favorite song by me called No Regrets. It just became like her favorite song, which last Thursday. So she said, girl, come sing that song for me. So I did. I had a wonderful time. I honored D.L. Hughley, Lunell, Kim Coles, Kim Whitley, Joe Torre, Buddy Lewis. It was so many in the house. I don't want to forget anybody. It was so many, many wonderful, amazing. Chris Spencer, Speedy. It was so, my God. It was like a class reunion. What's her name? Laura. What's her? Miss Laura. She was there. Man, it was so many. It was so many. But anyway, we had an amazing time. But you know what? Let me stop trying to talk about it and let's show a little video from the night of.
If you love me, I'm a lucky man. You want the feeling, you know where it's at. You know where it's at. Give it to me.
Hi, my name is Amira the Songstress, and I'm here at the Comics Rock Convention. We're at the award ceremony, and today I have the pleasure of opening up for this major award ceremony celebrating phenomenal, legendary comedians, living legends, like D.L. Hughley, Lunel, and Omar Gooding. So many people to name. Produced by Hope Blood. I am so excited to be here. Today I'm not here on 2020 Vision Business, but you know 2020 Vision is back on Thursday. Hope Blood came by last Thursday. She filled our hearts with laughter. And in return, I'm coming here to see no regrets. I'm in the building. 2020 Vision is in the building. Shout out to Chief Louis Bag, Big Rook Baby, Edouard LeGrand. Shout out. And you know what? Stay focused. Love, life, and life. That was just a little highlight reel of the things that went on that night. I had a wonderful time. I'll be showing that on all of my pages, you know, from here on out. But you can always go back and watch it again on YouTube or Facebook, because right now we are live. Hello, Facebook land. Hello, YouTube land. Hello, Twitter. Hello, IG behind the scenes, nosies. How you guys doing? Anyway, so you guys can go up and watch that at any time. But you know what? Let's get to those TikTok videos, because we got a lot of content to show today. So let's get to those TikTok videos.
Let's take a look at California.
It's crazy. You know, I got a full E.
Yeah.
How did they even get that?
Yeah, hey.
Have not been following what's going on in LA. Every store is getting robbed. Every single one. Look at this. 30 to 50 people? My thing is, who is organizing this? 30 to 50 people going in at one time? Where's the group chat? What app are you guys on? 30 to 50 people pulling up to rob stores. That is not a coincidence. Everybody wearing black. Everybody's in sync. Everybody is working together. They had a strategic plan to rob these stores. This is just one. If you could check the internet right now, all these stores are getting robbed in LA. Louis Vuitton, everywhere, just everywhere. They're getting hit. But the thing is, people who are robbing them, they're growing in volume. What the hell can you possibly do when this 30 to 50, 70, 60 people running into the mall, stealing everything. What is going on in society?
All right. So I showed that one just because I wanted to talk about it. I remember like, was it about a month or 2 months ago, they had, you know, passed a law in California that they're not coming out for anything that's not, you know, any nonviolent crimes, any thievery or break-ins or entering in California. They're not going to come out. They're not going to take it serious. And, you know, people are getting a slap on the wrist for it, you know, if anything. And so since then, it's like been this wave of crime. And then they've been like the mob. Like a mob of people going into these stores robbing. Like what? I mean,
they had an assembly line too.
What do you mean?
Okay, so you didn't. When they first in the store, they were there was the one guy that were going back to grab everything, and he would put it in the cart, and the other dude would grab the cart, push it out to the dude at the door, and he'd push it out the door, and then went into the. You ain't see that? Yeah.
No,
they
I mean I saw it, but I didn't.
Yeah, they had an assembly line going on.
Man.
They just mapped it out. It's got real.
I feel like the, you know, the mom and pop shops, the boutiques, the private-owned, you know, companies, I think they're really going to suffer the worst. It's not going to be the big corporate, you know. What do you think?
Well, I think it's getting out of hand, actually.
Yeah.
So something needs to be done fast.
For sure. And so, I mean, is this you guys think this is our answer to defund the cops? Like, what are we thinking?
Well,
I mean, because they're saying like, we'll just, you know.
I think it's just, they're just trying to smack them in the face with something, you know.
What do you mean? Smack who in the?
The police, you know. So since y'all not coming out to nonviolent crime, we're going to go in here with no guns. We're going to put masks on. We're not going to harass anybody. We're just going to take y'all stuff.
So you think the mob robbings, you think they're the answer to the police?
I don't think it's the answer to it. I think they're just an advantage of, hey, the police is not coming. That's just the bottom line. The police is not coming. And if 30 to 60 of us run up in here, the people who work in here, that they're only getting paid $17-$18 an hour. They're not going to risk their life.
I understand.
So,
I concur.
And
Well, I don't know. I feel like you said, we have to do something about it. We have to figure it out. Sometimes we have to police ourselves. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And protect ourselves. Time for everybody to get our. Well, did I say that?
You almost said it. You almost said it.
You almost said it. Okay. Next TikTok video, Tony. Oh, I'm sorry. Who was responsible for that one?
AJ King _ Bishop.
Okay. AJ King _ Bishop. Shout out to you. Thank you for submitting that one. Next video, please.
I told that motherfucker I was alpha, but I didn't tell him I surrounded myself with generals. These weren't soldiers. These were generals I surround myself with. Intellectuals, good people, long-time friends, no new people.
Oh, my God. I like that one. I like that one, too. She said no new friends. I did adapt that philosophy for a minute, the no new friends philosophy, but I find, well, me personally, I had to get rid of a lot of old friends.
So
the new ones are kind of more welcome now in my life at this point in time, but I am surrounded by generals. Don't get it twisted, you
Indeed.
Know, for sure. You got some new friends, Taiwo?
Well, I got more new friends by now.
And are you open to meeting new friends all the time?
Open. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I think, you know, new friends could be a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Right. I think she was meaning it more in a way of, you know, how people like to hang out and kick it, you know, no new friends like that, because that's where all the ruckus starts up, you know, hanging out, just kicking it, you know. That's the known friends.
I don't know. Is she kicking it? You think she kicking it? You think she's still hanging out and kicking it?
That's what she meant. No new friends. I'm not kicking it no more.
Oh.
You know, I'm hanging out more.
Okay. All right. Okay, I can go for that.
Yeah.
What we got next, Tony?
Bonafide boss bitch.
Oh, bonafide. Oh, you wanted to say that. Tony wanted to say that. Say it louder.
Well, bonafide boss bitches.
Okay, bonafide boss bitches up in here. Okay. Shout out to you guys. Bonafide boss bitches. Love it. All right, what we got next?
They thought they were cloaked.
That one was quick. thick. But did you see that? It was the aliens. Yeah, or whatever.
They
it was
a baby. Thought they were
right here.
Cloaked.
Oh, yeah, right. When it was walking across, he was hanging out with her.
Could that be real?
I don't know. That's what I want to talk about. Like, you know, Facebook land, YouTube, did y'all see that? Like, I don't know. I don't know if that's, is it the dome that we're in under, or is it the aliens for real? What's
this.
Going on?
I'm
going
to say this. With
movie
that,
magic?
Okay, you got to understand. You know what a green screen is, right?
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay, you got green screens and you also got a blue screen. You know, the sky is completely blue and you can reflect anything off of the sky. You know what I'm saying? If you got a big enough projector, you can reflect anything off of it. It's just like using a green screen.
Okay.
But I mean, it looked real, right, Tony? What you think? You ever seen him?
No, this is his wheelhouse.
That's what I'm saying. You heard of the blue screen, right? Yeah, because you can do the same thing with blue screen.
Paranormal Activity is his wheelhouse. So what do you think?
I mean, unless they prove it wrong,
Yeah.
Huh?
Unless they prove wrong, I don't disbelieve or believe
okay.
either way.
Okay.
The recording looks real.
Yeah.
Like life recording. So, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think it's real? Okay.
Mm-hmm. It could be.
I'm just ready to see them. I personally haven't seen one yet. Have you seen one, Joel?
Not an alien, but a UFO yet.
Did see the UFO. Yeah. See, I haven't seen either. A lot of people around me have. I'm ready. Let's go.
Be careful what you ask for.
I mean, hey, I'm ready. I don't think they're here to hurt us or do anything. I think these little ET ones that they're showing us, I think they've been here. Those are old. Have you guys seen the little
in Mexico?
Yeah, the little ET skeletons that they're showing us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've been here. They're showing us some old. I want to see
live and
the real deal. I want to see it and I want to talk. You know, I want to commune. Yeah, you know, I want to have a good time. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys. Without further ado, let's get into the show. First of all, I want to speak to our co-host that I told you that's going to be hanging out with us for the next few weeks. It's our special guest co-host by the name of Edouard Legrand. That's his one of his.
It's my government.
That's
name.
His government. That's his name.
This is my
name.
Government.
We'll refer to him as many other names throughout the time that he's visiting with us during these weeks of the show. But as of right now, we're gonna talk to Mr. Is Edouard there? Can we talk to Edouard? Can you bring, he's here. Okay.
Yeah. He's fine.
The last time we were here, you were telling us that you served in the military. You were telling us that you got into music because of your mother, and you were saying that you just had a natural knack for it, a love for it. I was saying that you're great at it. You also do production.
Yep.
You also do engineering, film
mm-hmm.
videography.
Yep.
And yeah.
And I write scripts.
You write scripts.
Yeah, I got
you
a gang of them.
You got some books.
I got 189 books that I wrote.
Yes, you did.
Yeah,
yes,
I
you
just
did.
Need to publish them.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
So, Perfect World, what would Edouard want to do with all of that talent that he has?
It's a media company.
Okay.
Production company, a media company. And, you know, I would want to get these books published, like ASAP. That would be the first thing I'd do.
Mm-hmm.
The music is a passion. I will get the music done, you know, but a forefront would be, you know, just getting the media company, the production company off the ground and get these books published because I think these books are going to help a lot of people, you know.
So okay. Okay.
It's real life, you know.
What do you mean? How do you mean?
I wouldn't say that it's religious. It's spiritual, you know, just for those who are on a spiritual journey, you know, I'm not going to say I'm a guru at it or anything, just from my own life experiences coming from my background and things that I've been through in life, I feel like it would help people in a similar walk.
Okay.
You know? So, you know, everybody's walk is is different, but similar, you know, you have those, you got the hard life, you got the good life, you got the, you have the life of individuals who have street life, you know, then you get the dope life, you know, selling drugs, and you got, you know, where I come from a bodyguard background. So, it's you know, it's a transition from all of those things, even in the military. But I think the books that I wrote would help in a lot of different areas. Cause it helped.
So, you were able to take a spiritual
journey.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So, it's a spiritual journey through all those walks of life you mentioned.
And it's the spirit that's guiding you through it.
Okay.
You know, so it's just a...
these series of books, would you call them a kind of a blueprint to life?
I call it a blueprint. I would call it a, you know what, yeah, I will call it a blueprint.
Okay.
I will call it a blueprint.
Well, as I said, we're going to dig in your story throughout the rest of these weeks. But just, you know, thank you for stopping in, sharing with us, sharing your journey with us, your compelling story. It gets deeper.
Oh,
they got to hold on to their chairs.
It's
they
a
don't
whole
know
rabbit
what
hole. It's a whole rabbit hole.
But today we have a special guest.
Yes, we do.
And we can't wait to celebrate him. And, you know, he celebrates us, so we can't wait to give back to him in celebration. So I want you to get on this train with me and co-host this thing and help me interview our brother over here.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah? Okay, good, good. Gotcha. Okay, now let's get into this interview. Without further ado, I wanted to introduce you to Taiwo Aduola. Yes. He is the founder and the president of the Afro Awards. He is a Nigerian-born entertainment executive and filmmaker. He is the CEO of
Aduataj Production.
Aduataj. I love that.
Thank you.
Aduataj. Thank you for, you know, showing me how to pronounce it, but it's beautiful. Aduataj. Beautiful. Productions Entertainment Incorporated and Aduataj Nonprofit Foundation, and it's based right here in Los Angeles, California. You have a wonderful, prestigious award show coming up called Afro Awards. And I am so glad you are here today to talk with us about it, the celebration, and how you were able to celebrate us and give back to the community. And thank you so much for being here. You guys give a warm welcome to Taiwo Aduola.
Thank you.
Welcome, welcome.
I said it right. Oh, my God. So before we get into the show, we want to know something about you. We want you to tell us all about you. Obviously, you're from Nigeria.
I'm Taiwo Aduola. I'm a twin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm a twin brother.
No, I didn't know that. That wasn't in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you hear Taiwo, it means twin in Nigeria.
Taiwo means twin?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
okay. That's my new word. I'm going to say it. I'm going to be saying your name a lot.
Oh,
from
cool.
now on.
Oh, that's cool. Well, Taiwo Aduola is a Nigerian filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, been in the industry since 32 years.
Okay.
You know, when I was in college, I was 91. You know, this young boy that wanted just be into entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then back then, we used to watch Snoop Doggy Dogg, Sihama, Vanilla High.
Yeah.
Naughty by Nature.
Yeah.
And we're so crazy about everything about America.
Yeah.
So I said, damn. This is where I want to be, you know. And what do you want to do? Movies, music, entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what? Eddie Murphy coming to America. I want something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Think about the music world. I said, these two things. I mean, you just had to be in America. Ever since then, I said, I know I'm going to end up in America, and I'm going to live in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the dream started from then. You know, I started working with some colleagues, training. Getting into it until 97, I made my first movie as a producer, director, actor, writer, and that was a breakthrough. From that day to date, it's all been well. Now I've lost count of projects I've done. You know.
So what year did you get? When did you get here?
Well, I studied at Colorado Film School in 2014, but then I was still going back and forth.
Okay.
Then I decided to come back here finally in 2017.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, it's time.
Wow. So you get home often? You go home often?
Yeah, I go home often. Yeah. I mean, I travel a lot. I go to almost every country because I've once lived in Europe. I live in UK. Now finally in America, where I really want to be.
Where you always wanted to be. So, you know, I watched you. You're exactly right. Kind of being in Nigeria, watching what we do over here in the United States. And I've traveled a bit myself, and I noticed that everywhere I've gone, everyone's watching us, and especially LA, you know, and they're watching us. And so obviously you were influenced enough to actually come here and jump in. So now that you've been here, now that you've been creating film and actually this award show, is it everything you dreamed of? Is there a nostalgia there, or What was it like to just dive in and actually go to L.A. and just start working?
Okay, well, after the dream of being a great entertainer,
yes.
At the same time, I'll be like, these people are great people. They've been doing a lot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How do we give back to these people?
Mm-hmm,
how
mm-hmm.
do we give them their flowers?
Mm-hmm.
So the dream came back to me. I was like, I'm still a young man. It's just a dream.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to come through or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it's going to come true.
Mm-hmm.
So 21 years ago, I said, I want to have my own award in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it's going to come, but I'll keep working toward it.
Yeah.
So when you see me travel to Europe, it was just like tip for me. I wasn't thinking about I'm going to stay because I know where I wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in UK, the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I won some great awards like the BFI British Film Institute Award. I mean, one of the first Africans that won one of the awards there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa. But I keep telling them, this is not where I want to be.
Right.
I'm still going for, you know. So until when I came to study in America, 2014 at Colorado Film School, and I went back and I said, I mean, yeah, I've gained this thing to the point where I think I should move down finally and chase my dream.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved here in 2017. I was in Colorado. But then I said, I'm not going to come to LA without prepared. You know,
mm-hmm.
you can't just come to LA and start coming out like a pauper or start walking down the street.
Mm-hmm.
You got to come with a project. So I decided to make my first movie in America, right there in Colorado, called Ilu America, which is Land of America.
Mm-hmm.
And that movie has been screened everywhere.
Wow.
Shut down most of the cities and all of that. Won some big and great awards in festivals and all of that. So when I moved in here, I said, yes, two dreams I got. Making a movie in Hollywood and living up to the society of that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In 2019, I tried starting off. Where was like, where's money going to come from?
Where right. I was just getting ready to ask you that. That was my next question. Where did all this funding come from?
You know,
yeah.
So I started struggling. And like before I shot my first movie, when I was in Colorado, I had to sell one of my property back home in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
Because I said, what the hell's doing there when I'm here?
Yeah.
And I needed some funding to kick up the stuff.
And that's dedication.
So I sold it off, then I headed the first project. And now when I got here in 2019, it was like, it's a lot of money. Where are you going to get $250,000 to do on our show?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that. We're just going to give it to you.
Right.
They don't see, they don't know what you've been doing before now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll keep at it. Then unfortunately, COVID-19 strike.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything down.
Yeah, so everything.
The dream was there.
Yeah.
I had to do some side job, you know, doing caregiving,
mm-hmm.
you know, trying to make sure I
make ends meet.
Make ends meet and all of that. So last year it was like the COVID-19 was getting away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And some award that was canceled came back alive. You know, they even have to move on to Vegas and all of that. So I think this is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I just go for credit cards. I call some partners and say, you know what? Let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just trust me with your credit card? We'll pay back.
Mm-hmm.
And that was how we started the last year.
And that's the best.
Wait a minute. Who did you ask? Can you just trust me with your credit card?
I have a couple of friends.
Those are some good friends.
Wow, great friends.
Good friends. Good
so
friends.
You knew when she was saying she had soldiers. She had what she say she had around her?
General. Yeah.
I got generals.
And these are not new friends. These are
people that, you know, we've been to, but I see they share the same vision.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'll say this. I cannot do without my team.
Yeah.
My team made me.
Yeah.
Everything.
Noah Oluyide, one of my best men.
What's his name?
Noah Oluyide.
Shout him out again.
Noah Oluyide.
Yes.
You know, Katie Knapp Fields. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Then Fatima Mohammed. And lots of them.
Katina.
You know, when you
shout out Katina.
Yeah, when you tell them, I say, I want to do this. I'm like, okay, I got your back.
Yes.
No funding yet. We're just going. Yeah,
we're
let's
just do it.
And then, you know, we just had to put their heads together and like you're doing. Sometimes it's you have to like, you know, together. Funding, we know the future is there and the future is good. And then
it's a labor of love, you know.
And then we just, you know, and here we are, the second edition.
Manifestation.
That's it.
Yeah, he's in your wheelhouse in regards to shoot film.
Yeah.
I mean, and having to galvanize and get the funds for the film. So did you go to film school here or?
Yeah, I, apart from the fact that I went to film school back in Africa and UK,
mm-hmm.
I studied at Colorado Film School.
Okay.
How was that?
Well, that was beautiful. In fact, that was where I confirmed that, yes, I can be a standard American filmmaker.
Okay.
Because then I work with the standards. You know, I have to do everything the way they do it here.
Mm-hmm.
What we do back in Africa is a little bit not too strong like the way it is here. Mm-hmm. Everything here is detailed.
So everything was industry standard. Yeah.
Industry standards. Yeah, so, yeah, yeah. And you come in here, learning their style, doing it, how to do it, and then you now say, yes, I produce a film. I mean, one of my short films then was like the best.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I guess what? I had to work with a screen.
A green screen. A green screen. Okay, green screen. Okay.
Because I was like, I wanted to try something extraordinary that I've not been doing. So
yeah.
I did a big time scene, green screen, and it was like the best.
Yeah, if you got a good editor that knows how to work that green screen, oh, man. It looks exactly like you're right there.
And that was it. And I said, wow, I have arrived. So let's do it.
So this was your first film?
This was my first film.
Yeah,
America,
yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's beautiful. Well, you know, we have a little bit of a video that we put together for you, just an homage video to your work and your show. So we're going to show the people what you've been up to.
Oh, let me see. I'd love to see that. Sure.
Take me higher, take me higher, take me higher.
call you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Cheers to you. You know, a successful show. You know, we got water today. So cheers to you and a successful show.
Cheers.
And like we said, thank you for honoring us. I want to talk a little more about the show itself. You know, I was able to see the honorees, man. It's so many honorees that you have. Like, wow, how did that happen? Tell us more. Tell us something about it.
Yeah, like I said, my team, I like my backbone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, aside the fact that I know a couple of people,
yes.
You know, my team say, you know what? There's this guy that has been giving back to the society, that has been doing, that's been up and doing. Check him out. And when you check him out, you'll be like, wow. This person has done a lot for the community.
Yeah.
Done a lot for the, you know, people. So he deserves to be rewarded. And like we started doing a selection,
mm-hmm.
you know, people bring in nomination, we
mm-hmm.
check it out, I'm sure this person has to win the award. And
mm-hmm.
you know, gradually all of us come together as a team and then figure that out and then have our selection.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yes. I want to read your the press release that went out to all of the media outlets and even my show. So here we are, the second annual Afro Awards celebrating humanitarian excellence. Hollywood, California, the prestigious second annual Afro Awards is set to grace the iconic Directors Guild of America on September the 16th, 2023. Once again, this remarkable event hosted by Septimius the Great, Messiah Tavares, Anna Marie Orlu, and Funk Lagoke.
Lagoke.
Am I saying that? Lagoke.
Yeah, yeah,
promises to be a night filled with glitz, glamour, and inspiration. Again, that date is September the 16th, 2023. The carpet starts at 5:30 for everyone that needs to walk and grace the red carpet, and it ends at 7. But the location is the Directors Guild of America, Hollywood, California. Yet again, congratulations on your show. It's going to be a wonderful, spectacular event.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. Thank you.
So walk us through a night at this extravaganza. Walk us through a night. What's going to happen first? What's going to happen in the middle? What's going to happen last?
Okay, we're going to start with, we have a pre-event show,
mm-hmm.
like a welcome show, party,
okay.
you know, with a little conference, fashion
mm-hmm.
show, and a gala night,
okay.
which is happening tomorrow.
Wow.
At Calabasas Mountain, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big one. That's going to be the introduction where people can connect, you know, meet up and all of that.
Yes.
And on Saturday, we're going to start up with the red carpet.
Ooh.
It's going to be really clean and glam. So people will be looking forward to that.
My type of party.
Yeah.
I said last year, the maiden edition, it was crazy. We have a lot of people, celebrities, you know, the carpet was beautiful.
Okay.
So everybody's looking forward to that one again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then by 7 o'clock, the show starts on the door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody, we got a lot of performances, different kind of performers. We have artists from Africa. We have the American artists. We have some traditionalists. We have some cultural. You know, we have
mm-hmm.
beautiful things that are going to keep until when you see it on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So and then we reward everybody that we needed to reward, you know, make them give their speech,
mm-hmm.
you know, how they feel and all of that. Then after that, we have a beautiful end of the whole show, which is going to be after party.
Okay.
Oh.
So everybody's going to
get their
blood
in
that.
Yeah.
So that's going to be fun.
That sounds wonderful.
Okay.
So, and now tell us about the actual nominees. I know we got to see them all going across the screen, but I'm sorry, the honorees. So tell us a little bit about some of the honorees that are being honored tonight,
okay,
or on Saturday night.
Okay, I'll start with someone like, Lawson. You know, Beyonce's dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a man that has given a lot to the society.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
really done a lot for people. He
mm-hmm.
pushed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he made the industry has generation that are, you know, doing greatly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And such persons need to be, you know, honored.
Yeah.
So we have.
So that's Beyonce's dad.
You know, Beyonce's dad. Yeah. We have the mayor of Los Angeles.
The mayor of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
What's his name?
No.
Oh, what's his name?
What are you doing about Karen Bass? The Iron Lady Karen Bass.
Okay.
You You know, I've known her when she was a congresswoman, and she's been doing it a lot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I know when she's trying to, like, I want to be the mayor when the election is going on.
Okay.
And the black female,
mm-hmm.
she's going through all of that and eventually coming out great.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since she came in, you know, we've seen a lot of artwork and changes coming to, you know, the Los Angeles County.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So she just has to be rewarded.
That's mm-hmm. beautiful. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. Yeah. Congratulations. Hand clap, Tony. Please, please, and please. Okay. And who else? I think I saw 19 Keys on there. He's like one of my favorites.
So, well, 19 Keys, mm-hmm. everybody can talk about him because they see what he's been doing
okay.
and all of that. So mm-hmm. the moment my team says 19 Keys, I'm like, oh,
yeah.
I mean, we're not going to miss that.
Yes.
You understand?
Shout out 19 Keys. Go you.
So, yeah. You know, Jason Lee.
Oh, yeah, Jason Lee. Yes, Lee. Congratulations,
I mean,
Jason Lee.
Yeah, Jason Lee is a beautiful guy.
Yeah,
doing a lot of stuff and all of that. We have I think we have lots of them.
My God, I think it was over 30.
No, we have 26 of them.
Okay.
26 of them.
Woo.
Yeah, we have Dr. Obeng.
Oh yeah, Dr. Obeng. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah,
shout out
mean,
to you, Dr.
Obeng. Dr. Obeng. Yeah, we have Amber Washington. These people behind
okay,
okay.
our
awards and
yes.
all of that. We have the king from Nigeria, one of the biggest
oh, wow.
kings from Nigeria is coming to
her. Congratulations. Yeah. This is huge. I'm so excited. Yeah, I got to come. I got to
be there.
I got to be there for sure.
We also have a chief
okay.
in America, but he's the man behind the energy change. You know, we are not switching to the energy saving system and all of that. So
okay.
he's like the energy owner of Group Holdings.
Wow.
So he's also going to be honored.
Okay.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, yes. We have Natalie Bisnell. We have Phil Westbrooks, you know?
Phil Westbrooks.
Yes. Phil Westbrooks.
I'm going to look it up.
Okay, want to check in real quick?
Yeah, I'm going to. No, not at this moment,
okay.
but I'm just saying.
Spectrum Solutions.
Yeah.
He's in Miami Beach, Spectrum Solutions.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
We have one of the young kids that is breaking out big, you know. It's called, you know, say the Kakite. It's huge. He's been in all the Disney movies, he's been everywhere.
What's his name?
Innocent Ekakite.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
We really want it to be like, it's just only for adults. We want to see
the youth
child
too.
Star, yeah.
You know, coming out, breaking out from the system
yeah.
too. And, you know, that's another one there.
Mm-hmm.
But we have Iso Kenny, we have Tarek. Tarek is my man too.
Tarek.
Mm. That's another great guy there.
Okay.
We have about 26 of them actually.
Yes, a lot of honorees.
You know, yeah,
yes. Congratulations to you all. It's so many to name. But you know what? 2020 Vision wants to shout you out and give a huge congratulations to all the honorees. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. And we thank God for Taiwo and Adewale for doing this for us. And this is amazing. It's only the second one, and it's this big. It's huge.
Yeah, because basically the vision is heavy. Like,
mm-hmm.
I remember when I was back in Africa, when we do our hours,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
the whole Africa comes. Everybody from
wow.
America comes.
Yes.
Pan-African Film Festival send down people to make
yes.
sure they come there. And that was why last year, in the maiden edition, we had to award Ayuko Babu, the man behind...
Ayuko.
Yeah, the man behind... Pan-African Film Festival for,
okay.
for 33 years.
Okay.
So, you know, people like that have been seeing what they've been doing the
mm-hmm.
last 32 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we just had to make sure that we, you know, we have what in it. And a couple of people, you know, like that. And this is an annual thing that will keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of people have been kept under the carpet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're going to discover them. We're going to give them their flowers. Like,
yeah.
You've been doing a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you work with your twin?
Yeah, we do some things I like sometimes, but... You know, he's more on the outside. I'm on the side. I'm the man that want to be everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a calm guy. You know?
Okay. Yeah,
so
yeah.
he's on the executive side, and you're on the entertainment
yeah.
side,
yeah.
or he's behind the scenes?
He's always behind the scenes.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But he is a part of this.
Yeah, he's part of it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. Wow. And what's his name?
Kenny.
Kenny.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Shout out to you, Kenny. Twin. Two.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Who came out first? Who's the oldest?
You know.
I'll get you. I already
you
knew
know
it.
I'm
I know that.
You know I'm yeah.
You're
up.
The front runner. Do we have any callers or any chatters today?
Kimberly Chappell says she loves the show.
What's her name?
Kimberly Chappell.
Oh, she says she loves the show. You know Kimberly?
Kimberly.
Kimberly Chappell.
I think it's almost sure.
I know her. She's on Facebook.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay. Facebook.
Thanks, Kimberly, for tuning in. We appreciate you guys. Any callers, Tony? No, not right now. That call-in number, let me see it, is
533-999-3696.
Any questions, you know, any inquiries? They probably want to know where they can get tickets to this great extravaganza.
Yeah.
Well, we decided not to sell tickets this time around.
Oh, okay.
But it's strictly invitation.
Okay.
Which means you must know somebody to know somebody, before you
can get
into
in
the event. Because we want to make it classic.
Mm-hmm.
We don't just want people to say, hey, because I have access to buy the ticket, so I have right to come. And
mm-hmm.
you know, so people that do not desire to come to that kind of event,
I
have
get
access
it.
To it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we make it like strictly by invitation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exclusive.
So if I go, somebody that know me can.
Because I know you're not going to come with somebody that does not want to come in.
Yes. Right.
Yes. Is it a plus 1111? Or
yeah, I mean, guest list, you can, oh, I have 10 guest lists.
Oh,
you know, they're good people, blah, blah, blah.
You said that.
Yeah.
You said that.
I said that.
Tywin Wallace said that my guest list could be 10 people. Y'all hear that? This World Wide Web. He said that. That's so exciting. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming and sharing this with
us. You're welcome.
Saturday is the big event, and then tomorrow is the red carpet fashion
show.
Yeah.
Party, gala night.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Where's that one going to be? Same place?
Calabasas Mansion.
Oh, Calabasas Mansion. You did say that.
You know, we didn't disclose the address to everybody.
Oh, no, it can't be. It can't be.
But we just, people that we want to exclusive, you get to.
Okay.
I'm with that.
So, yeah.
I feel that.
Sometimes everything's up and off.
On Friday.
5 p.m.?
Tomorrow.
Friday. Yeah.
5 p.m.
Okay. Friday
at 5. You are invited. I said to you, you're invited. You know, totally.
Okay, so anybody you would like to shout out for helping you put these things together? I know you said you had a strong team. Say their names. Put them in the air. We appreciate them, too. We understand that without a team, things wouldn't go like a well-oiled machine. So go ahead and shout out your team.
Okay, well, I have a lot of them, but the basic one, the main one,
mm-hmm.
I start with Nua Oluyide.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's my man right there. That's
mm-hmm.
like my backbone. He's a mm-hmm. strong man.
Mm-hmm.
I like Kate in the field. She's wonderful.
Katina,
that's my pure
shout
man.
Out.
That's my pure person putting me to the water. Hey, you got to go there right there.
Yes.
Then I have Fatima Muhammad. She's,
yes.
you know, when it comes, I say, man, I'm stuck. I need some funding. She'll be like, okay, I'll see what to do about it. You know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of that. I have Queen, yeah, Ajara. I have a lot of them because so many people are really backing me. But, you know, I can't keep mentioning all the names.
Yeah, you got it.
But, I mean, the team and people around me,
mm-hmm.
I appreciate all of them.
Yeah.
All my team, I appreciate you all. Thank you.
It is a blessing
put
to have
right
a team.
Put it right there in the camera.
All my team, I appreciate you all my supporters. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Give my hand clap, Tony. Yeah. So I know you have this huge extravaganza coming up over the weekend, but what's next after that? Any film, any more films that we can forward to? What do you have going on?
Okay, basically I have one big project, a big movie called King of California, which will be filming by the end of the year,
okay.
next year, that's coming.
Okay.
Then we have about two that we unreleased. We're mm-hmm. still going to cinemas. We're going to, you know, like film festivals around.
Yes, yes.
Which is one, the first one is Idlu America, Wakanda of America.
Okay.
Now that is doing well. Then we have another one called Dreaming of America. That mm-hmm. is yet to be released. So
mm-hmm.
after those two, then we get to the big one, which is the King of California.
King of California.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
I love it. And so you'll be casting for that one, too.
Yeah.
Is there a website or somewhere that someone can go and would want to go if they
well,
were trying to get a hold of you?
When the time comes, I put it out, but definitely my website is www.odwardtouch.com.
Okay.
Then
okay.
for the AfroWord is www.afroawards.org.
Okay, .org.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to find that and put that up there for the people in a few minutes. But right now we have a little commercial that we would like to show. We are with our sponsors, Tasties. We are going to be kicking off our late night with 2020 Vision on the 21st of September, and we're going to bring you comedians and artists, and it's going to be us on the late night. You know, we get a little naughty late night, you know, we're going to kick it off at Tasty's Lounge. And right now, we just have a little commercial from our sponsors. Play it over me, Tony. Yeah, we're gonna get your website up there. So you know, this episode, I called it the honoring the honorees. What did I call this episode, Tony? What did I call this episode?
You called it honorary ambassadors of greatness.
Honorary ambassadors of greatness. That's what I called this episode.
Wow!
Shout out to you.
Thank you.
Honorary ambassadors of greatness, and shout out to you, Mr. Edouard.
Appreciate it. Shout out to you.
honorary ambassadors of greatness. I think that's appropriate for this episode, and so I think we have a song that kind of fit into this whole theme of ambassadors of greatness.
Yes.
What do we do?
Count blessings.
We count blessings.
We count blessings.
Without further ado. Legends, the living legends, giving everybody their flowers right now. That's right up my alley. I love doing that. And just blessed to be in the building with Edouard LeGrant. That was your song.
Yes.
But that wasn't Edouard. That was, who was that?
Chief Louis Bag.
See, I told y'all.
Chief Louis Bag, the guy.
Throughout this show.
He pops his head out every time.
Yeah.
Every now and then.
Yeah.
Put the microphone in front of him. He's going to probably, hey.
What's the risk of sounding or being redundant?
Yeah.
What was the inspiration behind the song?
Honestly, I had just shot.
Oh.
And I died in the hospital.
Oh, my God. Dude,
and they had to give me 8 pints of blood.
Oh, my God.
I was laying there and, you know, they thought I was dead. Mm. And I popped up and I sat up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
so
the nurse.
After how long? I mean, how long have you been out?
I was like six, seven minutes. The nurse walked in. As she was walking in, I popped up and sat up and. See, you're supposed to be dead. And I said, I rebuke you.
No, come on.
Give me the phone so I can call my mama.
Okay, come on. Exactly.
Yeah, so I called my mother, and I was like, they want to do a blood transfusion, but I don't trust nobody in her. She was like, just let them do it, baby. I was like, all right. So, yeah, I wrote that song, laying on the couch. I just, it's a deep story, but yeah, I just woke up on a deathbed, and God, you know, he's like, not right now.
And it actually wasn't your deathbed.
And it wasn't. It was a blessing, you know. So God is good. You
all
know,
the time.
So, yeah, that's the reason
time.
For that song.
Praise God. We're glad you woke up to write that song.
Yeah.
You got to go over and come back and tell about it. Tell us about it. Witness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Witness to us.
Yeah.
So we'll know that love, life, and light is over there.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's not your time,
yeah.
You still got work to do.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I heard.
Okay.
It's called transmutation.
Mm, come on, talk about it.
Transmutation is it's when the spirit is the it's when the Holy Spirit is doing things,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it's called transmutation.
Mm-hmm.
Can't really get too deep into it because that's a
whole other show.
Y'all will be going down there. Yeah,
yeah,
look up transmutation. It's energy. It's where you take the more or less sexual energy,
mm-hmm.
and you use it to be creative with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all in the part of transmutation.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So it has a lot to do with the yin yang, you know, and the positive and the negative energies, and how to take the negative energy and convert it into positive energy. How you take negative energy is like that situation. There was a negative situation where I took it, and you know, gratitude to the Most High, and then that a song came.
All right.
That's transmutation.
All right.
Yeah.
I like the song. I'm glad you made it.
Thank you.
Counting blessings.
Yeah.
We count blessings, huh?
I love the song.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, it's come down to those last few minutes of the show. I would like it if you could leave the people with any last comments, any words of wisdom or advice, anyone that wants to come from, you know, Nigeria and come here and actually start their own film production company and start an award show, anything that you can give to the people, what would you tell them?
I'll say everybody has a dream, but you just have to look towards your dream, work hard, and keep at it. You definitely get there.
Uh-huh.
Right. I concur. And what are your handles? Where can they find you?
Okay, well, my personal handle is at Taiwo Odwala.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
For Afro Award, it's going to be at Afro Award 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one of my company is at Oduataj. That's it.
All right.
Okay.
All right. You guys, and then it's also at the bottom of the screen. You know, you want to get in touch with him and with Taiwo and Phil and see what he's doing, what he's up to, and follow his wonderful journey from all the way from Nigeria to Los Angeles. It is a compelling story. I have to have you back so you can finish telling us. I'm sure there's more that we can dig into, but we just wanted to shine a light on this major event that you're doing over the weekend. We wanted to, you know, get people aware of what's going on. And again, we wanted to give you your flowers as well.
Oh, thank you.
So thank you for coming.
And I'm excited. I'm excited.
I appreciate it. This is your kickoff to your extravaganza.
Exactly. You got it.
Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, and any last comments that you want to leave the people with at why?
Yeah, you know, creators, anybody who's out there creative, kind of like he said, you know, you got a dream. You got to use all the energy, even the negative energy, and fall forward. Don't fall backwards.
Come on.
Fall forward. At least you're still going forward, you know. Then dust yourself off, get up, and try again.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Keep going.
Keep going.
All right. I like that. Fall forward. My acting coach in Atlanta used to say that. Fall forward. That was his whole theme for the whole class.
Drill sergeant called it still forward progress.
Well, you guys, this has been another episode of 2020 Vision. And again, my name is Amira the Songstress, and the message is what it always is. Love, life, and light. You guys, we might as well celebrate one another. We might as well celebrate each other. We can't wait for anyone else to do it. It's okay to recognize yourself. It's okay to wake up every morning and look in the mirror and tell yourself that you are a winner. Look in the mirror and tell yourself, I am strong. I am prosperous. I am everything. That's okay. We don't need permission to love and celebrate ourselves because that's where it starts. The love starts from within, and then you can spread it to everyone else. Again, my name is Amira the Songstress, and you can find me on iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, anywhere you like to listen, and also Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, anywhere you want to look. And remember, stay focused. No regrets.
let me fix my crown, baby. Like domino, yeah, it's going down. My feet off the ground, elevated. You feel my soul when you hear my sound. And I don't know why you, like a red light that don't ever change. And you should know why I'm merging to the other lane. I'm getting close, I'm up next. No regrets, making hits is a reflex. I'm getting close, don't take a second, second guess. Rise high so you know I'm blessed. Oh, yeah. I'm getting close, I'm up next. No regrets, making hits is a reflex. I'm getting close, don't take a second, second guess. No regret, no regret, no regret. Oh, I'm so happy, baby. Yeah, I'm turned on and tuned into that frequency. Bring love and light and healing in my energy. Hear a major difference in these minor melodies. And I don't know why you're familiar faces in strange places. They don't ever change. You should know why I'm merging to the other lane. I'm getting close, I'm up next. No regrets, making hits is a
recording is on.
Good morning, everyone. Every day, but today SH is down.
Okay,
we're good.
Recording.
Okay, you got it. We can do this.
Right. Because I always have such a...
Okay, good, good. Okay. I remember, like,
And just, is this a 30-minute or four, an hour?
Hello?
Hello, I just wanted to make sure your handsome face and...
Yeah.
Your voice is there. Oh,
I have had, I had to tinkle.
No, you can't do that.
I know, right?
No, not acceptable.
It's not allowed.
Not allowed. Not allowed. Okay.
How
well,
are
I'm
you?
Ready. Huh?
I said, how you doing?
I'm okay. I just came from yoga, so Ooh. I'm feeling pretty good.
Nice. All flexible.
And, yeah, kind of stiff. I don't know. I get stiff in my old age. What about you?
Same. I get stiff, like,
Horrible.
I know. I hate this.
So we're going to advertise the video. It's done. It's uploading. People can
Ta-da.
Buy it really soon.
That's great.
I'm very happy with it.
Yay. That's great.
Yeah. So I'm gonna sell it tonight, let people know about it. So today's about narcissistic families and the golden child.
Ooh.
So,
that would be me. No, it's kidding.
You know.
I'm the golden child.
Are you?
Uh-huh.
Were you of the family?
Of the four, yeah. Of just
You were, okay.
I was never the rebel, though. I mean, because I was the good one.
You're the sweet one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why they call you Tony Sweet.
That's me.
Total sense.
Tony Sweet.
So are there people in the audience waiting?
Oh, yeah. They've been people waiting for probably about 30 minutes. I signed in the YouTube early. Yeah, they were waiting.
Okay.
So, all right.
How many people are in the room?
About the same, 8.
Okay. And then when you play it, the last bit, do you play Healing Human Disconnect at the end?
You want me to play that one?
Yeah. Why not?
Okay.
But at the beginning, the first one is the upbeat one, and then fade out is Healing Human Disconnect.
Great. I can do that. All right. You ready?
I am ready.
All right. Here we go. I'm going to go silent.
Okay. Dr. Judy, WTF, what the Freud? And tonight's topic is narcissistic families and the golden child. And although it sounds good, you will probably discover, maybe have discovered, that being the golden child is not exactly golden. So what is a narcissistic family? Let's start there. And I am a systems thinker, and I use my mind map to analyze things and break it down into the system gone wrong, as I like to put it. And in this case, the system gone wrong is a family, a narcissistic family, whether it be the mother, father, primary, secondary caregiver, that puts their own needs before the needs of the child. And in the case of the golden child, guess what the golden child has to do? Well, they have to abide, and they have to conform, and they have to please, and they have to be human doers to the agenda of the parents, and that's the deal. So the deal is you don't get to have your own agenda, you don't get to have your own thoughts and plans and choose your own any things, really, maybe some things, but a lot of major things you don't get to choose because your parents crown you because you have complied with their wishes and you are elevating their life, and they're sucking the living daylights out of you, because that's what narcissistic families do. They vampire the energy of the people involved. And in order to attain that golden status, well, you better do good. Okay, so this is a call-in show, everybody. Please call in. That number is 323-524-2599. And so we're going to take some Q&As and get on the couch, and we can look at how you have been made to be a human doing, what you did to comply with the family's rules and wishes, and how you got the golden crown, and how maybe some other people in your family got scapegoated or lost or whatever position they were given as a result of this system gone wrong. So let's put the mind map up so that you can understand what I mean by wounds of childhood. So you see panel 1, 2, 3 is how we have been encoded by our caregivers. 4, 5, 6 is the chaos, defenses, and breakdowns that we experience as a result of poor encoding, kind of like a bad blueprint. And 7, 8, 9 is where we want to go, because we want a paradigm shift out of all of this craziness, and we want to heal ourselves and recode ourselves into health so that we can be the cause of better outcomes for part two of our lives. So speaking of be the cause, the book, Be the Cause, Healing Human Disconnect, is available to all of you for free in PDF form. If you want to buy the hard copy, go on Amazon.com. You could pick it up, I think, for $15, $16, and then whatever they charge for shipping. And the book is really a connect the dots, as you can see by the cover, connect the dots between your wounds and reactions and encodings and how they took you down and how to morph out of the mess. So by reading the book, you get a deeper understanding of the mind map. And then, of course, by doing the work, you get an even deeper understanding of the mind map. And now I have a new video for everyone that is finally out. It is being uploaded as we speak. It should be ready in the next day or two. Healing from Narcissistic Abuse. My life's work all on one video, so that I have really done so much to allow you to walk through these steps even without the aid of a therapist or a life coach or psychologist or whoever. You can do it yourself in the privacy of your own home. And I've made it very, very easy for you to understand, because the mind map will take you on this journey. See, the Be the Cause Mind Map Journey video series is a journey taking you from the wounds of childhood, how they impacted, dismantling all of the effects on your psyche, and then shifting you out. And it comes with the journal that is the companion piece, the journal called Healing from Narcissistic Abuse, and then the book and a few other goodies along the way. And if you want, of course, you can always do the journey with the help of somebody on the team, or just do it yourself, because that's what it's really meant to do. As many of you know, I'm not a fan of keeping people in therapy for long and doing useless talk therapy. This is super psychoeducational, and you will understand the family system gone wrong. But right now we're focusing on the golden child. So what is that wound like? Panel one, wound of the golden child. Again, it is when you are rewarded for doing, but not who you are being. So possibly it's the case in your family that your emotions are ignored, your wants and wishes are ignored. But if you do what's compliantly useful to your family, then you get rewarded. And after many, many, many rewards, you get to be the golden child. And this is not golden, because guess who ends up hating you? At the end of the day, you've got siblings who maybe are the mascot or the lost child or the scapegoat. So those kids in the family are not going to like you very much, because you're the one that gets the special treatment, and they're the ones that are kicked to the curb. And so this is what narcissistic families do. They set up the family so that the siblings start to rival against you, creating a disconnect between you and your brothers and your sisters. And so who gets to really be king and queen here is mommy dearest and daddy dearest. They get to take the throne, and then you get to be the little golden prince. And then if you do that good job and represent their needs and wishes, then probably you'll get to inherit the kingdom. So doesn't that sound good? Not really. Okay. So is there anybody out there that can identify with this and really understand from the inside out what living like a golden child is like and how it's not that golden? So I want to hear from you, obviously, and I want to hear how you see things from a golden child perspective and what are some of the downsides of being that golden child. So let's talk about spoiling and smothering and how that leads to disconnection, because this is what I do for a living, healing human disconnect. So why would doing and being rewarded for doing and not for your feelings be disconnecting? Well, it's kind of obvious, right? If you're only valued for what you do and not how you feel, and you're not empathized with and mirrored and attuned to, if you're spoiled and smothered, then you don't really have an opportunity to form deep, meaningful connections, which is really the blueprint of forming deep, meaningful connections later on in life. So often the golden child is used to performance, and they may be really, really good at their job or really good in school, really good at sports, and really good at taking the crown and taking the trophy. You've heard the term trophy child, but what they're not good at is, I'll go right to panel number 7, okay? So what is panel number 7? It's synergy. They're not good at interconnecting. They are not good at creating the 1 + 1 = 2 phenomenon, which is my model for synergy. So they're good at adding to somebody's life, particularly the parents' life. But then when they get married, what happens is they really don't know how to mirror and attune to their spouses, and they don't really know how to do it with their children either. And so they end up being performers of life without the qualities of being emotionally connected, which is so important to our mental health. And so that's what's missing. So in the video, of course, I talk a lot about narcissism, because that's what the video is about, and how narcissists are missing the empathy chip. And when you're taught to be a human doing and not a human being, you don't develop this, what I call the empathy chip. And so you don't know how to connect. You only know how to connect by doing. So if you end up with somebody who appreciates your performances and values, let's say, your money or your good looks or your job or so on, I understand. That's a good feeling to be valued on that level. But what really counts is being connected to somebody and being understood by another human being and understanding another human being, because that's where the real connection comes in. So is there anybody out there who would like to speak a little bit about being the golden child, what it's like for you to be in a family system gone terribly wrong where you are valued for what you do? Please call in. And if you don't want to call in, maybe put a question in the chat room and Tony can read it to me. Is there anybody in the chat room that would like to ask a question or maybe make a comment about this? Because this is not uncommon.
A lot of chatters, nobody asking a question yet. So if you want to ask a question, please type it into the chat room. I'll relay it to Dr. Judy or call in at 323-524-2599.
Okay. So who do you think will marry a golden child? Who will want to partner up with a golden child, whether in marriage or love relationship or somebody that's going to use you same way that your parents did? Okay. So you're a youth. You become a useful doing. And so someone who may be equally as narcissistic in a different way will want to use your services. However, the problem is that the heartfelt connection is missing. So that means that if you stay on top, they will, quote, love you, which is not real love, and that's what I'm trying to say here. And if you don't stay on top of things and bring home money and fame and all kinds of things, then you will be demoted. And so can you see how unnourishing this is and how disconnecting this is? And then what about what happens to the other siblings who are the scapegoats? They're the ones that suffer because, first of all, they don't get to have a relationship with you because synergy with the siblings is not encouraged in a narcissistic family. The only people who matter are mom and dad and pleasing them and really being groomed for the role of taking over the family inheritance or the family business or anything to do with prospering the family. And so that's a big burden for one person to bear. And then, of course, it creates jealousy. So how do you think the other siblings feel when you get the rewards of life and they get to be kicked to the curb? And we have a call. So I ask you that question. Hi, thank you so much for calling in. And what name would you like me to call you?
I like to go by Marie.
Emily?
Marie.
Marie. Hi, Marie. Thanks for calling in.
Hi. Hi, thank you. I love this. I love the topic that you have tonight because I have a friend who is married to a golden child, and it's so crazy. You know, I've been very supportive and just being a good friend, but it's unfortunate that people can be in denial of, you know, the long-term effects or the long-term personality like that. So I just wanted to listen in and just really hear what you have to say. But I love your show, and I'm just so happy you're speaking on it.
So let me ask you this. What are you seeing? Okay, so you're outside looking in. What's it like for the husband? What's it like for the wife? How is he behaving? What does she appreciate? What does she not appreciate?
Yeah. He's the actual golden child, and he's like the, you know, things will be fine, a very passive kind of behavior he has. And, like, she's done everything. She, like, disrespects him, talks down to him. She loves money. Just, like, he's nothing to her, and he won't get a divorce. And he's just, like, it's okay, like, you know, treats him any kind of way. He doesn't have, you know, any respect as a dad, and it's just so unfortunate. But she is a golden child, and apparently she gets whatever she wants, and he's kind of like, you know, encouraging it, you know, never, you know, it's interesting to hear. So I'm just listening because I feel so bad for him. I mean, she's lied on him.
So she's the golden one, right? And he keeps serving her, and he's being respected, and also in front of the children, which is a horrible role modeling. And she just doesn't have to do anything. So I'll kind of take it from there. Okay, so look at this horrible system gone wrong. She is receiving lots and lots of benefits from him. Not only is she receiving benefits, but she gets to kick him to the curb as she's receiving benefits. So is there anything synergistic about this?
And even down to the money and the paycheck, she just takes everything, and he's just like, you know, she gets everything, like, because of, you know, culturally she's like, you know, it's like a mix of manipulation of culture and, you know, he knows that she isn't, because she brought him here to the States. She believes that he owes him, you know, she owes her his life. And it's just so unfortunate, and it's so bad. So, and he, unfortunately, he doesn't believe in therapy. So,
right, because he believes in pleasing her, because that's his, what the Freud. Okay, so on another end of the spectrum, if we look at his life, he was probably groomed to please. Okay, so
okay, that makes sense.
To please, and she was groomed to take and receive, and so they make a beautiful, dysfunctional couple. He's giving, giving, giving. He's bleeding out. She's taking, taking, taking. And this to him, you have to understand, is familiar and familial. Understood? So this is why he puts up with it, because he's used to it. Completely used to this. This is probably the home that he came out of. And as long as he doesn't upset the apple cart, which is sounds like the marriage and the children, he will keep giving and giving and giving until he's exhausted, and she'll keep taking and taking and taking. And the problem here is they both have a hole in the soul, which I refer to as that feeling of emptiness that doesn't get filled, because when we have a hole in the soul, meaning that we are not nourished by our parents, we don't get the basic goodies from childhood like eye contact and skin contact and mirroring and attunement and all those emotional goodies that Dr. John Bowlby, attachment theorist, talks about, then we don't feel full from the inside, okay? So then when we're not full, we need to fill. And instead of filling with fulfillment, we just fill with things, money, clothes, alcohol, drugs, porn, whatever people's fulfillment is, but they're not connecting. So do you see the difference? The filling is the disconnect, and the fulfillment is the actual relationship, which neither of them know. Excuse
yeah.
me, don't know how to do it. They just don't know how to do it.
It's unfortunate, and it's a situation that, you know, people are having to, you know, be a part of and witness, and my heart just is, goes out and just like, what are you going to do? Because
yeah, no, you're watching
it affects every area of your life. So
yes, and who are you friends with? Both of them, him, her. Who's your friend?
Him through work. Him through work.
Does he complain
yeah.
or no?
Does he complain?
Mm-hmm.
He used to, but now he's kind of like, oh, it's okay. He's even willing to go back to it and just deal with it, you know, so.
She got him where she wanted him, nice and compliant.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And
yeah, she's gotten what she wanted, and now she's, you know, the three kids and the money and everything, and she's like, oh.
So you understand, I want everybody in the audience to understand that why I do this work is because I believe in panel 789, synergy, and then the decoding into healing, and then the unity. I believe in that, but most people don't know how to do it. And most people are stuck in what the Freud land, wounds, reactions, and codings that then trigger chaos defenses and breakdowns. And people live in panel